Good morning, church. It is so great to be with you this weekend. Well, a great weekend of celebration, a great weekend to start fresh, to start anew. It's like when you're reading a book and it's a new chapter and you're anticipating, you're excited about what's next. And I think we are at that place in the life of Vernon Alliance Church. We've had an incredible history here in this church and the anticipation of what God is going to do leading us forward is definitely in the room here today. We have our elders just here with us who will be a part of the dedication service in a very few minutes. And we're really looking forward to what God has prepared this church for. But as we think about forward and as we think about the new chapter and the new beginnings, I want to take just a moment and thank those who over the last 15 months have led us through a transitional period. About 16 years ago, you had your last installation service with Pastor Stewart, and here we are now today ready to install your next and new pastor, and this is going to be a great morning together. Let me begin by just saying thank you to a few people. I want to say thank you to Pastor Dwayne and the staff over the last 15 months. They have had this transitional period with unexpected twists and turns, more than we ever thought possible in all of the things that went on, and then we throw in this whole thing called a pandemic. And every church, you are not the only church that has gone through some very challenging days. Every church has gone through this transition in what's going on with this pandemic. But thank you to Dwayne and the staff for their hard work and what they've done in leading the church through this. I want to say a special thank you to Darren Ride, who was the transitional coach and spoke and led and guided the board through the search and the profile and the guidance and direction through this last season as well. So thank you to Darren. I want to say thank you to the search team and all the hard work that they put in to research and interview and review resume after resume and came to a place where they sought and discerned what the Lord had and who the Lord had in mind and brought this to the board and said, we believe that this is the pastor that is for us now. And the board took it from there and did more research and did more interviews and then brought Jason and Cindy here to candidate. And today, this weekend, we are now here and ready to go for his installation service. Church, can I just say thank you to you as well. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your ongoing support and love, for your leadership, for this church, and for the ministry of this church. Vernon Alliance Church has an incredible story that has been told for many years, and you have impacted and transitioned the lives of hundreds, maybe thousands of people in the last how many decades that this church has been here. And now today, we get to start a new journey and see what God is going to do next, moving forward. And we're really excited about that. As Dwayne talked about, our service is going to flow through a bit of a preach this morning and then a charge and then a prayers of dedication. And I look forward to walking us through that. This morning, I want to focus around a word that has that comes to us kind of from the scripture we're going to read. But it's a part of the word is calling. Jason and Cindy are called by God to leave their previous church, to say farewell to dear friends, a church they ministered for many years. They heard the calling of God in their life. They obeyed the calling of God in their life, and they have now arrived here in Vernon. Calling. Friends, we're all called. We are all called as Christ followers of Jesus Christ. We are all called to be the church. We are all called to serve in the church. Each one of us has been given a gift or gifts from the Holy Spirit who empowers those gifts so that we, the church, can function as a body together. We, the church, can live out the life of Christ into the world around us. Calling. Some of us have been called to be pastors. Some of us have been called to serve in very specific areas of life and ministry. Calling. So my question this morning I want us to look at is this question. Vernon Alliance Church, what is God calling you to do now, moving forward? What is God calling you to do moving forward? The Apostle Paul wrote a number of letters in the New Testament to a bunch of churches that he planted, and then he went back to visit. And as he was back visiting these churches, he would write letters to these churches, and they would read the letters, and they would hear his words of encouragement and challenge and some education and teaching and training. And then they would pass the letters on to another church, and they would receive a letter. And all of these letters are written down and now in our scriptures. And in the book of Ephesians, or the letter to the church in Ephesus, Paul writes about a calling that he says to this church. Now, we know that in the book of Ephesians, it has 6 chapters. And the way Paul writes many of his letters, there was an aspect of theology, and then there was an aspect of practical living. So the first 3 chapters of Ephesians is theology, or orthodoxy, the teaching, the rich depth of teaching about Jesus Christ and about his life and about his ministry and about all he wants us to know about the Godhead and how to live as the church. And he gives theology. Now we move into chapter 4, 5, and 6. And at the beginning of chapter 4, he switches from orthodoxy and theology, and he switches to practical living. And so that's where I want to begin this morning, in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 1 through verse 6. And it says these words. Listen close. If you have your Bibles or iPads or iPhones, or you have this memorized, listen close to these words, because I believe, friends, this is a word for you today, Vernon Alliance Church. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you, action word, strong word, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling that you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. The calling to live a life worthy of Christ. Let's bow together in prayer. Lord, thank you for this day. Oh, what a great day. A great day to celebrate. We know your presence is in this room. We know your presence is in every room of people watching church here, people watching church all over the country, people watching church all over the world. And Father, wherever people are today, I pray in a very real way, they will sense your love and your grace and your presence with them. We, the church, gather together in a unique and special way, but we are still the church, and we are still gathered. I pray that you will guide us through this very, very important morning. In your precious name we pray. Amen. 3 thoughts that I see come out of this passage of scripture for the church today, for you, Vernon Alliance Church today. The first thought is this: I believe that there needs to be consistency in our character. I think Paul is actually saying to the church here in Ephesus, I want you to be consistent in your character. I want you to live a life worthy of your calling, and I want you to be this. And he says it in verses 1 and 2. I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling. Be completely humble. Be completely gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. The character of a Christ follower is a person who is living out the fruit of the Spirit. Paul says again in another church, to the church in Galatians, Galatians chapter 5, he says, so I tell you, live by the Spirit of God, and you will not follow your sinful nature anymore. He goes on to talk about the fruit of the Spirit. If you are living in the Spirit, living in that sense of the power of the Spirit and being empowered by the Spirit of God, then you will live this out. You will be. And he says, he gives the full fruit of the Spirit. It's love. You will live out in joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. And you will live that out in abundance if you are living in the power of the Holy Spirit. In these verses, he talks about humility. Church, live in humility. Live in peace. Live a gentle life. Be patient with one another in all that we do. We are battled on every side by distractions to distract us from living a life in the Spirit, from living out the fruit of the Spirit. There is everything around us that there is things in that are going on in our world today that challenge the church at every turn. And we all face it all the time. There's the whole COVID thing, and there's the conspiracy theory stuff, and there's all these things that are constantly challenging us in how we are to live out our life. There's isolation and anxiety and stress, and there's this sense of transition and change, and we're all living under this pressure. And even under the pressure, we need to live the character of Jesus Christ. The first thing he says is, be consistent in your character. If you want to live a life worthy of our calling, be consistent in your character each day. Second thing he says is this. If you want to live a life worthy of your calling, you need to be consistent in community. He says these words in verse 3, make every effort, again, action word, make every effort to keep unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. So in there's the root, the bond of peace. Peace is that word shalom. It means fullness, completeness. It means within your being there's this quiet sense of God is in control. God is involved. God is alive. God is solid. God is everything. And he is within me. And I have that sense of complete peace. And when I live there, when I just soak in the peace of God, I'm to take that now and live that in my community. And the community, friends, for you is Vernon Alliance Church. Be consistency in living your life worthy of your calling in community. I know that this church has gone through a transition. I know that the days have been challenging for some. I know that there have been difficult situations and decisions that have made. I know that through this whole process and this whole pandemic, the stress on the life of people and life in the church has been extremely difficult. But I believe God is calling the church, you Vernon Alliance Church, to live as a place of consistency in your community, coming back together, striving for that unity. Oh, we're diverse. We're different people. Just put 5 people in a room and you'll discover very quickly how different we all are. He's not saying that we have to negate all of that, but he is saying even in your diversity of who you are as a person and how God has gifted you and how God has called you, no matter who you are, come together, not based on your differences, but based on your unity in Christ, the Spirit of God upon us. Consistency of character helps us to live in our consistency of unity, and our consistency of unity comes from a consistency of common ground. Again, in verses 4 through 6, he says these words. There is one body and one Spirit. There's not many bodies. There are many denominations. But we are all one body. If we are a Christ follower, if we believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord, we believe that the Holy Spirit is here to guide and to lead and to empower and to lead us, and we believe that the Father is on mission and doing everything and drawing people to himself. If we believe that Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, we are part of the body of Christ. It doesn't matter what denominational name that we have on the door. What matters is what is in the heart. We, the church of Jesus Christ, one body. And he says, there is one body and there is one spirit. There are not many spirits, but there is only one spirit, and that is the Holy Spirit. Just as you were called to one hope, and that hope is not in anything else but Jesus Christ alone. When you were called, there is one Lord, there is only one faith, there is only one baptism, there is one God and Father who is over all, who is through all, and who is in all. There is one God in three persons: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, and with which whom we live and within whom we follow. You see, that's the foundation. That's the common ground that we have. And brothers and sisters, as we come together in unity, in a spirit of godly character, and we live in this foundation of truth, when we come together and we lean in to what God has next for Vernon Alliance Church, I can't help but get excited. I can't help but think about all that God is ready to do in you, through you, and into this community and into this global world that we live in. Vernon Alliance Church, as you start this new beginning, as you enter this new chapter, my charge to you is to live a life worthy of the calling that God has placed on your life as a person and your life as a church. Come together and pursue Jesus with all you have and see what he will do. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask Jason and Cindy if you will come, please, and join me on the platform. For some reason, guys, I don't think you got it last night, and so we have to do this all over again. Something was missing. I said to the board earlier this morning, I said, we nailed the left foot down, and now we're going to nail down the right foot. So if we have to do two services, we'll do two services. It's great to have you here. Already know that I can see it. I can see it already that God has you here on purpose. He is so ready to lead you as a couple, you as a family, and lead this church into a new place. And we're excited you're here. And as a district team, you have our 100% support, and we're with you all the way. And we are so glad that God has called you. I know Alberta's upset with us, and I know that the church in Cochrane is grieving your loss, and they will go through that, as you will go through that, as you grieve the loss of your deep friendships there. And there'll be a lot of people that you'll stay connected to. But you're here. You're in Vernon on purpose, by calling. And I know you have a story that you're going to share with the church, what that all looks like. And I know that the church will get a chance to see the deeper part of even your heart as you obey. God calls us as pastor, as pastor and wife, as a family. And that's not always an easy thing. But when we say, yes, I'm in, I'm all in, God leads. And may God give you all that you need in these first days of grace, and a sense of quiet peace, and yes, Lord, say it again. I'm here because, yes, Lord, say it again. And he will. He will affirm this. I mean, you haven't made too many moves, as a pastor in your ministry. And so this is somewhat fairly new for you guys. And I know that Vernon Alliance will love you greatly and already do. And it's great. Guys, I want to just take a few minutes and give you a charge. It's a charge that Paul gave to Timothy. And it's just some very powerful words. And I want to give them to you, read the scripture to you guys, and then I've got a few words I want to say to you. And then I've got a second charge for the church. So, I guess they need more. I don't know. Hear the word of the Lord. For his heart to yours. Jason and Cindy, I give you a command in the sight of God and Christ Jesus. Christ will judge the living and the dead. Because he and his kingdom are coming, here is the command that I give to you. Preach the word. Be ready to serve God in good times and bad. He says, correct people's mistakes. Warn them. And then I love these next words. Cheer them up with words of hope. So there's a balance here. A balance of how you lead your people. Be very patient as you do these things. Jason, teach them carefully the word of truth. The time will come when people won't put up with true teaching. Instead, they will try to satisfy their own longings. They will gather a large number of teachers around them. Not in COVID, but at some point they may. The teachers will say what the people want to hear. And the people will turn their ears away from truth. And they will turn to stories that aren't quite completely true. But I want you to keep your head no matter what. Don't give up when times are hard. Work to spread the good news. Do everything that God has given you to do. Don't shy away from doing right things. Don't shy away from truth. But do everything that the Lord has called you to do. It's not an easy role we have as pastors. Because some of us need the affirmation of people. And so we want to say yes to everything. And we want to please everybody. And it's not easy to do. And we can't do that. Because this person wants this and this person wants this. It's a challenge. We're faced by evil. And Satan wants to destroy the church. And who does he go after? He goes after leadership. And he challenges leadership. So we face difficult times ahead. But Paul says, keep your head. Stay in the game. Stay focused. And they give you some thoughts on that. First of all, it's this. You are first and foremost called to love and serve God. First and foremost, as a pastor, as a man, as a Christ follower, as a couple, as a family, love and serve God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. The greatest commandment ever given. Jason, never lose your love for God. Sometimes we can get so caught up in our doing as a pastor, that we forget about our being as a Christ follower. The deeper and richer your relationship with Jesus is, the stronger and more vibrant picture you will show the church who Jesus is, because it's rich in your soul. Don't lose your faith in the ministry. Second is this, you're called to love this bride. And four amazing young ladies, they're your priority. Above this church, they're your priority. I don't believe God ever asked us to sell out our family for the kingdom. If we have a family, if he has been gracious to give us a family, as men and as godly men and as followers of Jesus, we are called to love our family. Let them just enjoy their dad, their husband, and just the joy of Jesus. Don't lose your family in your ministry. And third, love the bride of Christ. Oh, Jason, love her greatly. God has given you incredible gifts, but God has not given you all the gifts. God has called you to live in the fruit of the Spirit, and he will empower you to do so, so that you can love the bride. But Jason, be who you are. Be all that God has made you to be. Live in that strength and build around you in this church leadership and men and women who will serve together in a unified body. And the impact that you will have into this community and this church will be so much stronger and deeper and richer, because you are just going to be you. Don't lose yourself. Don't become everything to everybody, because at the end, you won't be able to do it and you'll burn yourself out. So be all that God's called you to be, and don't worry about the rest. He'll add to you and to what you do. Not an easy task. So love God, love your bride, and love his bride. Paul also talks about enduring. That's a very strong word. To endure means to lean in. It means to, when the weather gets cold, lean in. When the weather gets stormy, lean in. When things are not going the way you had hoped they were going, lean in. Endure. Walk through. Be steadfast. Be strong. Be focused. Be purposeful. What has God called you here for? Endure as you lead forward. There's going to be hard work. You have a staff to lean in, to get to know, to build, to encourage, to develop. There's elders. Oh, my word, these elders. They're a great bunch of people. And they love Jesus. I love watching their heart. They love Jesus. And they already love you. And they love this church. But they need you. They need you to lean in. They need you to lead them forward, to teach and train and guide and develop them. It takes work. And then you have a church family, people that you can't even see. We don't know when you'll be able to meet all these people, but they're your church. They're, God's called you to lead them. So figure it out. Endure and reach out to your people. I like to say it this way. There's a blend of celebration and challenges. There's a blend of delight and difficulties. And there's a blend of wonderment and wackiness. And Paul says, endure. Endure through all of this. On top of that, he says there's the challenge of the times. People don't want to hear truth. Our world says truth. Truth is what I want. Truth is what I say. And their truth is what is truth to them. Not your truth and not your truth. But we're called to teach the truth. Jesus' truth. God's truth. So don't water down the word. And don't water down the work of Christ. Be strong and courageous in that. Keep your head no matter what happens. That's my charge to you today. Jason, to you, Cindy, as you serve beside your husband, as you lead in care and love for your daughters, and as you are released into who you are and God has designed you to be, to serve together as a team and love and lead this church. May God bless you guys. Yeah. Fern Alliance, I have these words for you. Paul in Galatians and Ephesians and Philippians and Colossians says all the same things, just in different ways. And so what I just said to you, I want to say in a different way again through the book of Colossians. And I love the way Paul puts these words and the command that he gives to you in the sight of God and of Christ Jesus. You, Vernon Alliance Church, are God's chosen people in this community. You are holy and you are dearly loved. Vernon Alliance Church, put on tender mercy and kindness as if they were your clothes. Don't be proud. Church, be gentle and patient. I love the way Paul says, just put up with each other. Get along. Work it out. Forgive the things you are holding against one another. Forgive. Because sometimes, well, how do I forgive? What does that mean? Well, here's what it means. It says this: forgive just as the Lord forgave you. And when we stop and think about how the Lord forgave us, how the Lord forgave me, I am to forgive others. And over all those good things, put on love. Another piece of clothing. Put on love, because love holds them all together perfectly as if they were one. And then he says, let the peace, let the shalom that Christ gives rule in your hearts. As part of one body, you are appointed to live in peace. Oh, and friends, he says, be thankful. Be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for who you are. Be thankful that you are in Christ and Christ is in you. Be thankful people. Let Christ's word live in you like a rich treasure. Teach and correct each other wisely. Sing together in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing with thanks in your hearts to God. Do everything you say or do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as if you were serving Christ, as if you were speaking to Christ, as if you were walking down the road beside Christ. Do everything in the name of Jesus. Always give thanks to God the Father through Jesus Christ. Three quick thoughts, and one is this. Vernon Alliance, will you love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength? May it just soak deep into your soul and splash over all those around you the love of God. Love God. Love your pastor and his wife and his family. Do everything you can to show them your love and respect and your care and your support. You won't always agree. That's life. But it means that we have to lean in together and work together and do everything you can to tell your shepherd and his wife and family how much you care and are in this together with them. Build solid community. And then Paul says to love each other as brothers and sisters in Christ always. Love each other. The Christian Missionary Alliance in Canada has a prayer. It's called our vision prayer. And it says these words, and may this be your prayer as we head into this next season of life. Oh God, with all our hearts, we long for you. Fill us. Speak into us. Teach us. Develop our character. We long for you. Come, transform us to be Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, mission-focused people, multiplying disciples everywhere. The call upon our life to live a life worthy to make disciples who make disciples who make disciples. May God give you, Vernon Alliance, the strength, courage, and boldness to lean in together and with your pastor and wife to love one another and to serve this community like never before. May this community go, wow, this place is amazing. That's my charge to you. I'm going to ask the elders board to come in COVID protocol ways, come onto the platform and around us here, and we want to take just a few minutes and pray a couple of prayers of dedication over the two of you. I've asked Glenn Lewis, who is the chairman of the board. Glenn is going to lead a prayer on behalf of the church, and then I'm going to lead a prayer that was prayed over me when I stood in the Jordan River a few years ago, a prayer of blessing that is just for me was very powerful, and I want to pray for you guys as well. I'm going to ask you to anoint each other. I would love to do this, but I can't. I'm going to ask you to anoint each other with oil. We know that oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, in the presence of the Spirit. And as you anoint each other in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that you will be reminded again that this is not man work. This is not human work. This is God work. And the only way we can do God work is in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we want you, if you would please, anoint each other with oil. Amen. Glenn, you have a word, and then would you lead us in prayer, and then I'll follow up with a prayer as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian. Before I get into our prayer time, I just want to say that, you know, we've had quite a chapter coming to this point, and I've felt a sense of almost giddiness among the board in the place we are at today.
Yeah.
So we're thrilled to have you here, and we're looking forward to what's going to happen in the next chapter. You might be familiar with the evangelist D.L. Moody. He once said, "The preaching that this world needs most is the sermon in shoes that are walking with Jesus." So blessing to you and your family as we walk this path together. So let's just... church, if you want to, at your homes, wherever you're watching from, if you want to extend your hands, open palms, and accept this as a prayer. Normally, we lay hands on Cindy and Jason, but under the conditions that we're in now, we're not going to do that. So this is extending your hands in faith and blessing as we pray together. Thank you, Lord, for bringing Cindy, Jason, and their girls to Vernon and our church. What a blessing it has been to welcome them into our community. Thank you, Lord, for the love you put in his heart for you and for your people. Heavenly Father, we as a church promise to support Pastor Jason with prayers, be present, at least virtually for now, use our God-given gifts, and be of service to our church and our pastor. We promise to love and respect him as befitting someone in sacred service and leadership. In the challenging times, we will always extend grace regardless of the circumstances. In times of joy, we will celebrate together as children of God. Heavenly Father, the elders of VAC promise to support Pastor Jason and the church to fulfill the church's vision and mission to the community and beyond. Lord, thank you for all you have done and all you are going to do in this season of transition. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord Jesus, as we stand before you today, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the triune God, I pray first, Lord, that you will give Jason and Cindy the mind of Christ. They will not look to their own resources and their own ways, but they will look to you, and you will speak, and you will teach, and you will train, and you will develop in them the mind of Jesus. I pray as they look upon this church family, they will see this family through your eyes. I pray that their mind will be in complete control by your Holy Spirit. I pray that their mind will be, that your mind will filter all that is needed in them, and that they will seek truth, not from the world around, but will seek truth from you and speak that truth with boldness and courage. May they have the mind of Christ. Father, I pray that you will give them the heart of Christ, a heart of compassion. We're reminded in Scripture in Matthew where Jesus went throughout the villages and his heart was moved. He had compassion for the people who were lost and herding sheep. I pray that Jason and Cindy will have the heart of Christ, the compassion, love, grace, mercy, peace. And they'll live out of that heart that will be pumping through them every day, all the time, showing Jesus. I pray, Father, that you will bless their hands as they serve with the hands of Christ. John 13 tells us that, Lord Jesus, you got down on your hands and knees and served your disciples, washing their feet. That you, in so many ways, reached out to the hurting and the needy and touched them with your hands and brought healing. I pray that you will bless their hands and they will be the hands of Christ. And Lord, I pray that you will bless their feet, the feet who bring good news. And wherever they travel, wherever they walk, that people will have this sense of the presence of the living Christ. I pray that you will give them feet that move quickly, feet that move slowly, feet that walk beside each other. I pray for them as a couple, that you will bless them, protect them, guide them, and deepen their love for one another. I pray you'll bring great joy to them as a couple and great joy to them as a family as they start life anew here in Vernon. But may they just enjoy this journey together that you've brought them to. I pray for a hedge of protection around them. The evil one wants to destroy. The evil one wants to set them aside. The evil one wants to discourage them. I pray that you'll protect them from that. And as they live in you and find their strength in you, their hearts will be full. I pray a blessing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Jason, you have a few words that you'd like to share with your family.
All right. Thanks very much, Brian, and thanks to the Board of Elders who is basically representing the entire church family in this room today. So I'm glad there got to be a few people with us as we begin this next chapter together. I do, just beyond even today, just want to say thank you for the leadership of this church, especially the board, Dwayne and the rest of the team, as I think they've been giving church leadership in what probably is one of the most challenging times in recent Canadian history. So thank you for your sacrifice and the time and energy you've invested into caretaking and serving and leading this church family. I also want to say thank you to my own families. First of all, Cindy and my daughters, which they've come along for this adventure and for the most part quite willingly, joyfully and openly made the transition into British Columbia. And so I'm grateful that I didn't have to drag them across the... You're not hearing my wife's catcalls. I'm sure you will as we go along here. And I also want to thank what has been my church family for over 21 years in Cochrane. Many people, dozens, hundreds of people who've invested their lives, their friendship in me. And certainly we would not be who we are and have the capacity that we do without the investment of many, many men and women in Cochrane. And so I say thank you to you as well. And I also want to say thank you, new church family, Vernon Alliance. Many of you have already reached out in one way or another with greetings online, cards, practical help, some meals. And so just despite all the weirdness of this pandemic stuff, I just say thank you for the way that you've made us feel welcome in the short time that we've been here. Many of you asked how we feel right now. I must confess we're a little weary. If you're tired, I don't recommend an interprovincial move, just as something to do. But we did finally get into our place in Coldstream, last weekend. And Cindy told me a couple days ago that, she feels that she, aside from what hangs on our wall, is done unpacking, which is, impressive. And, there's still my garage though, so there's some work to be done yet. Our girls are settling in. Our younger ones, all our kids are in French immersion, so the younger ones had this week at Bairstow. And the older two begin at Seton tomorrow as the third quarter begins. And just a shout out to school administration here in Vernon. We've found them to be super warm and helpful as we've tried to figure things out in the middle of the year, in the middle of a pandemic. And of course, we're excited to be here. It is going to get cold here in Vernon, I've heard this week, minus 20s at night. So my my Cochrane friends are chuckling as they hear that. Although I'm just going to start the abuse and just say, I did look at the temperature this morning in Alberta and it was minus 32. I didn't wear just the hoodie on my walk this morning, but almost. So we have not got biking yet, but we have been to the ski hill. I got to Sovereign Lake for a bit of a skate ski this week, so already enjoying the natural beauty that this area has to offer. The last thing I think I would say that I'm feeling right now as I begin to move into my role here as your pastor is, if I'm honest, I feel in a bit of a tension. On the one hand, I just would say, in the midst of all these kind words and challenges that have been said and the warm welcome and the expectation that you have of me as your leader, I don't think it would be healthy for us to overestimate the importance of any one person to a church. The Bible has lots of metaphors that remind us that in the end, human leaders are just humans. And those who have pastoral or leadership gifts or calling like myself, we actually are not more important than those who have serving or giving or compassionate or prophetic gifts. And two of Paul's metaphors that he uses, especially in the book of 1 Corinthians, stick out. At the beginning of the book, he uses this gardening metaphor, and he said, look, some leaders plant, some leaders water, some weed, some cultivate, but really God is the one who makes people and churches grow. And a little later in the same book, he talks about bodies and how the church is really a body made up of people who have different bodily functions, noses and ears and feet. And without all those parts working together, the body is in fact handicapped. And so sure, we need mouthpieces like me, but we certainly need eyes and hands and fingers. And so it's not healthy for us to make too much of one particular leader. And I want to acknowledge the leaders who have served Vernon Alliance very well in the past. I acknowledge that I stand really on your work and your foundation. And I want to thank those of you, both clergy, lay leaders, however you may be contributing to the vitality of this church family, I thank you for the leadership and contribution that you have made. And I am just one guy in a long pipeline of leaders that God has called to lead this particular family. There's not much point in me leading and teaching and setting direction if you do not contribute together as a body. So that's the one side of the tension, not overestimating my leadership or person. But on the other side of that tension, I do certainly today feel the significant weight and importance of a lead pastor role for any church, and in our case, at Vernon Alliance. Again, that's not because I am so important, but because of the weightiness of the one who we serve here in Vernon and the one who we represent to the people of the North Okanagan. I think 1 Peter has been a book that's been highly influential in my life, and Peter says that actually the family of God consists of people who were purchased not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. And leading such people on behalf of such a great Savior is a responsibility that I think no person or pastor should take lightly. What a privilege. And I receive your commission. I receive the calling as your lead pastor today with deep gratitude and also a deep sense of duty and responsibility. And It is my commitment to you as your pastor, as we take the next steps together, that I will lead with all my energy and passion and creativity. And my prayer is that God will use whatever he's given me to bring life to this valley and this area, not for my glory, not for our glory as Vernon Alliance, but for the glory of God, and particularly the glory revealed in Jesus Christ. And so I want to invite you, Vernon Alliance, to join in and to engage with us as we move forward. For many of us, 2020, beginning of 2021, church seems to be mostly about watching stuff, watching people pray, watching people preach, watching people sing. If you're a good worshiper, you're engaging. I'm sure standing up every time you're instructed to stand up from the couch, right? And I get that we need to watch right now, but I can assure you that while watching is okay, playing a part in the game, getting in it yourself is way more interesting, way more rewarding, way more productive than just watching. And so I just invite you to contribute, to participate. And as we get moving here, we'll have ways that we want to invite you to contribute, to invest and serve, and we need you. Many of you I know have questions. You'd like to know a little bit more about who I am, what we're doing here, and maybe you have just things that you want to add and speak to me. I would love and solicit your conversation. Obviously, I can't connect with everyone at once, and we have these limitations about what we are and aren't able to do, but I have already reserved a few slots each week that are open just for getting to know the church family. And if you'd like to connect with me here, all you need to do is phone or email Jocelyn. She's got control over those slots in my calendar, and she would love to book you in. And next Sunday, as we continue the weekend ritual on Saturday night and Sunday morning, we're going to start a new series called The Next Chapter, where we just kind of get our bearings as we begin what is, I don't know, is it chapter 11, chapter 49 of Vernon Alliance history? We'll talk about what God is up to, a little bit about who I am, and a little bit about where I see us going in the coming days, months, and years. We'll lay some of that out in over the next 4 weeks together. So, in conclusion, thank you for calling me as your pastor. Thank you for the welcome and the invitation you've given to us as a family to be among you. We are excited to get to know you, to dig in, and to get to work. Please pray for us. We need those, absolutely. We covet your prayers. And if you would, as maybe one of the first things that I get to do officially, I would love to pray for us. So if you're here in the room, why don't you join me and stand, and we'll conclude our time together with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we're celebrating a new day here, a new start as a church family. But I want to acknowledge that while this is new and time passes really quickly for us as humans, for you, you are the God who was and is to come. And your presence has been in this valley since before the beginning. You were here at the beginning, before First Nations people lived here. You were here. And as they settled this area and found it to be a beautiful place, you were here. And as European people began to settle here, you were here. And when this church, before it even got started, you were here. And as all these decades of ministry that have happened through the ministry of Vernon Alliance, you've been here. And we take great comfort in that as we look ahead to the future. We also know that you are there already, that you're not trying to figure out things as we go along. You know what is ahead, and we actually can follow your leadership into the future. And so we ask that you would go ahead of us. We have committed as your people to follow whether the road is smooth and straight, or whether it is choppy and difficult. But we would ask, out of your goodness and mercy and grace, that you would give Vernon Alliance days of peace, of unity, of imagination, of capacity, so that we can serve you with everything we've got. Unify us together, not necessarily around just a human leader around like myself, but unify us around the person of Jesus, around the cross, around the empty tomb, around the Holy Spirit given freely to God's people. And may you use us in new, exciting, and ways that glorify you in the future. We pray this in the one who purchased us in his name, Jesus Christ. Amen.